Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, I was charged on my account of $59.86, but I never made the account. I never made the account. Like I said, I never did anything like that. And I called someone for a refund a few weeks ago, and they said that I should be refunded in 3 to 5 business days, but I was never refunded.
Okay, I can look that up for you. And what's your name and your mailing address?
It's USHA, that's the first name. And then the last name is CHANDRA. And the mailing address is 756 3rd Avenue, San Bruno, California, 94066.
Okay, and I do have that. Let's see. Will you verify the last 4 numbers of the card that was charged?
Yeah, 1 second. It's 9904.
Okay, and again, I am Jasmine. I'm the floor supervisor, and it does show there was a charge of $59.89 on May 27th for the meal plan app, and it's saying that you did speak with someone on June 6th. I do see where they have it noted for a 50% refund, but you're saying that you did not authorize the charge.
Yeah, we didn't.
Okay, could it have been anyone else in your household?
No,
without your knowledge. Okay,
no one has access to the card but me.
Okay. Well, we just have to let you know that all cases of fraud are forwarded over for a pending investigation. False claims or fraudulent charges will result into a penalty such as a fine. As long as you're sure that no one in your household authorized the charge, then we can go ahead and proceed with that fraud claim.
Yeah, no one, we didn't do anything.
All right. Well, we can go ahead and cancel that. Make sure that subscription is canceled and then process that refund. They just asked that you would allow about 3 to 5 business days to see that credit back in your account.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.